This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
This is the commissioner of Bruce City Wrestling, the mouth of the Midwest, JP.
This is Max Holliday, the Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion, and you're listening to the DWI Podcast.
The DWI Podcast.
Who? The best in the Midwest podcast from the best in the Midwest professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frankie DeFalco Show, presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am joined, as always, by DPP. And now, none other than the godfather himself of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you leading up to this, you know, iconic Rise to Honor show that Bruce City Wrestling puts on every single year?
You know, it's cut up on 14 years. When I first started the company, a bunch of non-sayers, you know, everyone said, oh, he won't last more than 6 months. Well, for all those people there, you can suck my left nut and kiss my hairy beard. We're coming up on 14 solid years. You know, every year keeps getting better and better. We've just finished up another great year with a lot of great matches, and 2018 is going to be even that much better.
Let's talk about this Friday, Columbus Club of West Dallas, 1800 South 92nd Street, Bruce City Wrestling, Rise to Honor. I got 7 Fandemonium matches here. Tell me about Shooter Scott versus Garrison Creed.
You know, Shooter Scott, he's an up-and-comer. He's been around for many years, and he's always been a highlight on every Bruce City Wrestling match. So along comes this kid, Garrison Creed, throws me an email saying he wants the toughest guy in Bruce City Wrestling roster. I'm like, well, everybody is in the main event in the War Games. So I said, how about Shooter Scott Marciano? And I didn't get an email back for 3 days. So I'm like, okay, this is out in Lake Michigan now. Nothing's going to happen out of it. He replied back, said, sounds good to me. So, yeah, Shooter Scott will definitely have his hands full with Garrison Creed. Creed's a young, an up-and-comer as well. But with Scotty and his MMA background, I got a good feeling Shooter Scott comes on top of this one.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites to watch. He's got that martial arts MMA background, kind of like you said, and he's always great to watch in the ring, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mitch Blake taking on Rough Crossing. Mitch Blake back around in Bruce City Wrestling again, going up against Rough Crossing here. Any thoughts on this matchup?
You know, Mitch has been, ever since he came back, you know, 4 months ago, he's been winning the matches, but taking it a little bit farther, and I think purposely getting himself disqualified. So I said, enough is enough. I talked it over with the commissioner, JP, and we agreed to have the Cowboy Rough Crossing come in and give old the Rage Mitch Blake a shot and see where this one goes. So Mitch will definitely have his hands full with this one.
Now, you got a very interesting match this Friday, Bruce City Wrestling Rise to Honor. Hair versus Hair, Aesop Mitchell versus Mario Crivello.
Aesop had no business doing what he did. Mario values his mustache. He grows it out for his daughter because his daughter, ever since she was a baby, always loved playing with his mustache. So when Aesop took it upon himself after the match to go in and knock down Mario and cut his mustache, Mario said, that's it. But Frankie, what do I have to do? I said, hey, you know what you have to do. Go ahead and say it. So that's what came about, Hair versus Hair. Loser gets their head shaved this Friday at Rise to Honor 14 at the Columbus Club of West Dallas, 1800 South 92nd Street. I'll tell you folks right now, tickets are limited. Ringside has been sold out for over a month now. You can get your tickets on BruceCityWrestling1.com up until 1 p.m. this Friday, the day of the show. Otherwise, they're going to be $20 at the door, or you can save $3 and get them on the website using PayPal for $17.
So who's bringing the hedge clippers for this match? The Brutus the Barber Beefcake hedge clippers? Is that going to be you?
No, I guess Mario has his own set that he has, so it's on him.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's the one that asked the match. He's got to bring the trimmers.
If Mario wins this match, there's going to be a lot of hair in that ring from Aesop Mitchell.
Yeah.
If he's cutting off the whole beard also, and everything. Ooh.
Also, yes. And also, if Mario loses, there's going to be a lot of hair in that ring. And it's going to be crazy.
Marche Rocket back in Bruce City Wrestling taking on Derek St. Holmes. Kind of a little bit of clash in styles here. Tell me about this match.
Marche, former TNA wrestler, big indie star in the Midwest, coming on and taking the 2018 recipient of the Bruce City Wrestling Hall of Honor Legend category, Derek St. Holmes. He'll be inducted that night.
Awesome.
And you're right, it's a clash of styles and the whole deal, but I think if Derek wins this match, he's going to have to control it to be in a slow paced match. If Marche takes control and keeps it high paced, it's going to be Marche's victory to take.
The franchise, Shane Douglas, taking on Dysfunction again, a rematch. Fans bring the weapons this time. The last time this happened, it was one of the most entertaining matches I've seen in a long time. Yeah. I believe Dysfunction beat the ever-living hell out of the mouth of the Midwest. Now we got a formidable opponent for Dysfunction, more than formidable in the franchise, Shane Douglas.
Yes. You know, this is right up Shane's alley. He asked for it the last time he was here back in November. So it's going to be an Extreme Rules. Fans bring the weapons. So I'm advising the fans now, bring what you want. But the board of directors for Bruce City Wrestling, myself, JP, Shane Douglas, Dysfunction, and a couple others will be choosing the weapons for this match. So if there's barbed wire, a bed of nails, light bulbs, those won't be getting in. So be reasonable. Thumbtacks, we always know that's a fan favorite. Keyboards from computers is always a favorite as well. Well, maybe barbed wire wouldn't be too bad, but let's keep it within reason, folks.
Oh, boy. I've also heard no watermelons. We've been told no watermelons.
Yeah, no watermelons. I had one guy email me about a fishing pole. I said, no, not really. So, yeah. I think these people dream about this stuff.
How do you feel about wooden mannequin hands?
What's that?
I said, how do you feel about wooden mannequin hands?
Sure, why
not? The whole arm? All right. PC Tunney, you got shopping to do.
All right, DP, before you go down a list of 5,000 things that you want to bring to this match, let's move on to the next one. The Godfather is a busy man.
Goodwill, Purple Heart, all those Salvation Army stores.
There you go.
Yep.
I'm intrigued by the War Games steel cage match between the Bruce City Saints and the Heathens. To me, this is going to be the utmost in pandemonium. It's going to be utter pandemonium with all these gigantic bodies inside this steel cage causing utter havoc.
It's going to be a mass of humanity, well over 1,000 pounds in that ring. The ring will be reinforced. The cage will be reinforced. This bit of rivalry has been going on for many months. They chose it. I agreed to it. 6-on-6. Roadhouse will be on the outside. And may the better team win, or should I say survive.
The hatred between these two groups is real. We already talked to Onyx Andretti and Roadhouse, on each on opposing sides here, and you can just you can feel the tension when they begin to discuss the other team.
Yeah. It's not pretty. These type of matches, someone can get severely hurt. You know, the cage is not your best friend in this match. But, you know, you got five guys and two women, you know, on each team. So, or five guys and one woman. The bitter rivalry between Lena D'Oro and Stacy Shadows is bitterly an ugly scene. They've been traveling and wrestling each other throughout the Midwest, and they just keep telling each other, we'll see you in January. And, well, now we're a few days away, so this ought to be really pretty. Pretty ugly.
Indeed.
I say a cage is never anyone's friend when it comes to wrestling, that's for sure.
You're right, it never is.
Can you tell us a little bit about the rules of this match?
It's, I think JP brought up his own little rules for this. I know Friday there will be a coin flip to see who gets the advantage of going in. I don't think it's pinfall or submission. I think it's surrender. I'm not sure. The rules will be stipulated before that match.
Rules, schmules, who cares? People are going to be beating the ever-living hell out of each other in this match. That's for one thing I can damn sure guarantee you.
Yeah, I'm sure they will too.
I hope. I really do hope that cage is reinforced just to keep Roadhouse out. I can't imagine him wanting to get into that match.
Yep, not going to be pretty.
Now, speaking of people getting hurt and harsh feelings between people, we just talked to Sierra. You got a big match against her this Friday. Some bad blood between you two.
What did that bitch have to say?
Well, she seemed pretty aloof and pretty confident and pretty arrogant, if you ask me, and no love loss for you.
No, and my sentiments to her exactly.
She had figured you didn't really have a game plan. You weren't going to be ready for this match. And she was just going to kind of walk all over you, it seemed.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I've been in the gym ever since I committed to this 3 to 4 times a week. I've dropped some weight and I've gained muscle. I'm strong. I know age factor is definitely on her side, but the experience factor is on my side. And come January 12th, Rise to Honor 14, Columbus Club of West Dallas, 1800 South 92nd Street, I guarantee that hashtag little skanky bitch is going to be in for the fight of her life the minute I get into that ring. She took it upon herself, stabbed me in the back. All that I've done for her, treating her with the white gloves and making sure, guiding her the right path. And when she took the dark side to go with dysfunction, hitting me in the back with a chair, making me draw my own blood with brass knuckles, that's where the line was drawn. The line was drawn when she hit me with the chair. I tried to reason with her, but these millennial people have no reasoning in their system. So coming this Friday, it's not going to be a pretty sight. You think War Games is going to be ugly? This match is going to be ugly for her.
I don't know what to say. I can feel the tension once again. So, folks, if you're looking for a fight, if you're looking to watch a fight this Friday, Columbus Club, Brew City Wrestling, Rise to Honor. Mr. DeFalco, any last words for all your fans of Brew City Wrestling that are coming out to the show or thinking about coming out to the show? I know we have our tickets already. There's tickets still available for them?
Tickets are very limited. The minute you guys hear all these podcasts from the DWI guys, our good friends here at Brew City Wrestling, go to BrewCityWrestling1.com, Get your credit card, use PayPal, get your tickets, because you do not want to miss this. There's also going to be a special meet and greet at 6 p.m. For $10, you get to meet the franchise Shane Douglas, WWE Hall of Famer Greg the Hammer Valentine, and I recently just added Ring of Honor stars Milwaukee's Worst, the Beer City Bruiser, and the Ring of Honor World TV Champion Silas Young will all be part of the meet and greet.
Wow, folks. So, you folks need to get to the Columbus Club probably around 5:30, I would imagine.
But get there at least by 5:30. You do not want to miss this.
Amazing. You've outdone yourself again. Another fantastic rise to honor coming up here. I can't wait for Friday to come. Thanks again for the time, Godfather. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, fellas. We'll see you this Friday night.